code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 13th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and you can download hundreds of talks I've given in the past where I try to fill in the big picture behind the regular media handouts they give us to show you what's happening and how the future is always planned. The future was planned before we were born, even the stages we're going through now, towards this manifesting world government, this super Soviet system. You'll also see all the other sites I have up there for emergencies and for casual use, because it's good to use one of the alternate sites. If you find sticking and you go into the comm site, that means everyone's going to the comm site at the same time, and it tends to sort of hold back your downloads. So you can take the alternate sites and download and get through it easier. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. You'll see that on the front page of the comm site. And it's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt Sentient, sentinel.eu. The last one is the European site, where you can get the same audios as the rest of the sites, but you have the addition of transcripts of quite a lot of the talks I've given, which you download for print-up. And they're written in the bunch of languages of Europe, really. So it's up to you to pick your method of listening or reading. I like reading it myself. I think you retain it better. But it's up to you, too, to keep me going, and you can find out how to do it on any of these sites, but go into the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. There's PayPal buttons there for order and donations. You can also use personal checks within Canada and the U.S. Some people in the U.S. don't have bank accounts. They're wary of the banks, no wonder. They use international money postal orders, or postal money orders, but it's going to be international. And they get that at their post office, too. Outside the Americas, you can use Western Union, MoneyGram, or some people just send cash. And the same for within the Americas, too. Everything will go electronic eventually. It's scheduled to do so, and there's been articles over the years from the big players themselves, bankers, wanting that system in, because the system has to be completely tied together, all information on everyone, including their purchases, to match it with their income. That's part of it, too, as you go into the totalitarian regime, and then eventually into the rationing system, too, that will come, where they'll wonder why you've got extra can of beans there. And that's not any of your purchases. Who gave it to you? How did you get it? It sounds farcical, but that will come. That will come, definitely. And for those who get the disk passed to them and who don't have a computer, people with computers burn lots of disks and pass them around, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. You can write to me and if you want to get in touch with me. But it's up to you to keep me going. The ads on this show that you hear are paid by the companies straight to RBN for the airtime, pays their staff, pays their bills, and their equipment too. Equipment always has to be upgraded, especially today. It's stuff is obsolete in no time at all. And nothing's meant to last very long, as everyone out there knows. So it's up to you to keep me going and do it by donating to me as well. I really need the cash. And I could be doing other things, certainly. But as I say, I came out in the first place wondering if people were ready to even hear what I had to say, if they could understand what I was going to tell them. And luckily enough, there's a lot out there who do understand it and have changed the whole Patriot movement and just seeing the big picture. Back after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Now once in a while I get an email, not very often though, from someone who says, I've really changed the way of thinking, but my news isn't, it's not very pleasant. Well, of course it's not very pleasant, it's not nice to find out how we've been conned. And your parents were conned and your parents before them were conned. Everyone's conned generation by generation, even the ones who are being brainwashed now into the next phase of the greening and the austerity era we have to go through, meaning poverty. And as the bigwigs, just like the Soviet system at the top, will live very high on the hog, so to speak. High on the hogs. You would the pigs at the bottom, I guess. That's what that means. But, of course, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to wake up into a reality either and lose your interest in things like even music. If you've been tapping your foot and humming the tunes and just being programmed by the music you listen to, which is what it's there for, it's also there just to keep you kind of spaced out, to think that everything's kind of fun. Well, it's no fun when you end up with no cash or you lose your job and factories just move off shore and go off to China, as has been happening for years, while they entertain you with silly, silly little songs. And it's easier for the young because the young are more optimistic. They haven't woken up to reality because they're youthful. They have optimism. They have the hormones pumping through them. They're occupied with other things. And they don't want to hear bad news. They want to have fun, as I say. So the entertainment industry supplies all the fun that you need. It then takes over when you end up getting married or whatever. You end up in a house and you're working stiff. And then you sit in front of the television and let that entertain you and stop you from thinking about how unpleasant it is to reach that age where you're now called an adult and you've got all these bills to pay and you're always in worry of losing your job. Every segment is catered for because nothing has not been thought of in this new world order. It's an entire system to control every facet of everyone's lives. That's what it's about. And it's more depressing, obviously, because you find out that, and I mentioned this before years ago, I said, you find the tools they leave out for you in a democracy. It's like if you can envisage a road, envision it, and there's all these tools dropped behind for you to use if you're in trouble. And there's a pick there, and there's a hammer and a shovel and all these different tools for the road, you see. And you believe they're always there until you need them. And then you go to pick up the pick and the axe on the road dirt, and you start digging a hole, and you find they bounce off the road. They're made of rubber. It's all an illusion. You see, all these agencies and all these health things are illusions. They have other purposes of control. Every agency out there is to do with control, and there's really no complaints department in the system. In fact, it's been even less and less and less over the many years as government has ferreted out or ferried out information to agencies. They bypass Congress and Parliament, and they just outsource, as they call it, to agencies. And then they go way beyond any mandate the government's ever mentioned, and because it is mandated by the real governments, which you never vote for. The one which is admitted to, by the way. And once this is all over and the UN hoists its world domination flag and every country is now a little state within a region, like a province, they'll tell you the truth then. They will love to tell you the truth. In fact, I'm sure they can't wait to tell you how generations were conned over quite a few centuries, in fact. But it was never, ever intended the people themselves would be given power. Only selected groups with big chips on their shoulder, the outsiders that didn't fit in, would be used for demanding from government that the very things that government were told to expect from them. So they could then acquiesce, you see. And these NGOs, as they're called, are financed and often started up by the parallel government through their foundations. Same banking boys, same international corporations own the foundations that finance all the big NGOs. Not every NGO is affiliated with the United Nations. It cannot get affiliation. To get affiliation with the UN, you must apply and you must promise to go along with every other part of the UN agenda. And if you don't, well, you just can't become a member. It means selling out completely to join as an NGO group with the United Nations. And it's also giving more and more and more power to an unelected private body. We can take the Economic Union of Europe that now has got nothing much to stop it from going ahead, but it's declaring itself now the new superpower. And it's going ahead with its legal entity status. Way above the average citizen's comprehension of legal entity status. But it means literally it'll have all the powers that a nation had. And all the nations that are underneath it now have no powers at all. It's basically at the top, it's a secretive body. It admits it itself. It says that it's private groups at the top make all the decisions in secret from their own writings. And how on earth can someone living way over yonder with people who come from other countries have any idea of, say, problems in Britain? Problems that the average person faces on a day-to-day basis. They have none at all, and they don't care. So once it's under the complete auspices of the United Nations, these three trading blocks are building, you can imagine how remote they'll be from little old you and your problems in your life. As well as being on a different planet. The more centralized anything becomes, the more distant it becomes from everyone on the outside of itself. And it was never set up, United Nations, to be a democratic body. Yeah, it'll have its so-called democratic institutes within it for the high councils to vote amongst themselves. But we don't elect these guys. So you can imagine what's coming down the pike. And they want to run the world in an orderly fashion. Population reduction, mandated, definitely bringing along the DNA alteration for new types of humans to be born, just as many as the elite need, of course, because the UN is a front for those who already own the world. It was set up by them and financed by them to get up off the ground. And it's the main treaty maker that every country that signed on to it goes along with. Everything that the UN puts out is signed into law in every country beneath it. Ireland, of course, got ripped off as it voted against this actual treaty. One of two countries that didn't go along with it, I think. And they had a massive propaganda campaign, time and time again, until you vote right, the right way. They'll keep coming after you time and time again, terrify you'll be left behind, you'll starve to death, all the rest of it, until they get enough voters to pass it. Plus, there's always vote fraud going on, so it doesn't really matter how many people vote anyway. That's a fact. That's a fact across the planet. And here's an article here to do with Václav Klaus, who's spoken out against the farce of global warming and the dangers of the European Union. And the media, now the media in every country really is owned by about five people in the world through front groups and front names and front people. Really five people own all of the media of the planet. And this is from Reuters. Reuters, for instance, is owned by Rothschild. They started it up. They started up Interpol as well, like a private police company, that through drama presentations on television series like Maigret and things like that from long ago, they got the public to think it was some kind of official authorized body. But this article here says, signing the Lisbon Treaty, Czech media calls president an embarrassing handicap. Now, what's the media got to do with the politics, really, apart from being an arm of the real governments, the guys that own them? It says here, media in the Czech Republic have hit out against President Václav Klaus, who is threatening not to sign the Lisbon Treaty and delay ratifications for months. They call the Czech leader an embarrassment and discuss ways of forcing his signature. The media is doing this, not the people. Says the Irish have ratified the Lisbon Treaty, the Poles are soon to follow suit. The spotlight turns on the President of the Czech Republic, Václav Klaus, and he's been slammed by the media in his own country. Says it's refusing to sign the Lisbon Treaty, which is meant to bring widespread reforms to the EU and streamline decision-making, because streamline means giving them ultimate authority, bypassing all national authorities. Because members of his own party, the Civic Democratic Party, submitted a complaint to the country's constitutional court calling on it to demand whether it violates the country's constitution. Klaus has stated he will not sign the treaty until the court makes its judgment in November, so it's in the court's hands anyway. But the pressure to ratify the referendum is now on. The Czech broadsheet Lidov Novini reports Klaus facing heavy criticism from his cabinet. The Czech caretaker Prime Minister Jan Fischer in particular is pushing to ratify the treaty by the end of the year. Groundless postponement of the completion of the ratification process would have a negative impact on the position and influence of the Czech Republic in the European Union, he said. Utter rubbish. How does it matter how fast or slow before you vote, get in? But again, he's been hammered. He's been hammered, but he's holding his ground there. This guy has spoken out, as I say, against major farces that are being used to control the public in the past, including the global warming. And even though he knows, I'm sure he knows, it's a losing battle, he's standing up for his own principles. And really, that's all you can do in this day and age. That's all you're left to do. Back with more after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It's true, it's very, very depressing news, isn't it, when you find out that really all these big machinations are going above your head and bypassing you and everyone you know, and yet it affects all of us. That shows you the farce of, and it was a very good farce, it worked for a long time, this idea of democracy. There never was democracy. Those who even gave it to the public knew at the time, when they first gave it to them, it was a con. It was a con. To keep them quiet for a while, they'd play the political game for a while, but there'd be only one agenda, and the tops of all parties would go along with the same agenda. That's why nothing changes as you change party to party. Nothing changes at all. It all comes from the top, and it via the United Nations. They don't create the idea, they just do their part in it and pass it along to the rest of the states, as they call them. And here's an article here from the New York Times, October the 11th, 2009. This is the handout version they give out to people because we don't think too deeply. And it's a PR spiel, really. It says, Interpol and UN-backed global policing doctrine. Interpol and the United Nations are poised to become partners in fighting crime. So these are PRs for fighting crime. By jointly grooming a global police force that would be deployed as peacekeepers. You see, remember war is peace and all that stuff, very Orwellian. Among rogue nations riven by war and organized crime, officials from both organizations say. Now, they're organizations, right? On Monday, justice and foreign ministers from more than 60 countries, including the United States and China, are gathering in Singapore for a meeting hosted by the two international organizations. It's the first step towards creating what Interpol calls a global policing doctrine. A global policing doctrine. Now, here's a spiel for it again. They always catch you off guard and put you back into la-la land. That would enable Interpol and the United Nations to improve the skills of police peacekeepers, largely by sharing secure communications network, a vast electronic trove of criminal information, including DNA records, fingerprints, photographs, and fugitive notices. In other words, they're getting access to all of the computer banks that all our staff, since 2001, are now stored in. That's what it means. Now the whole world is a target. Everybody on the planet is the target as they transform this and put this super SS unit at the top. Most of a super police unit at the top, whether it was the KGB or Stasi or whatever, always a super one at the top. So this is the one for the world. You see, who's got access to all records of everybody across the planet. It says here, we have a visionary model, says Ronald Kane Noble, Secretary General of Interpol, and the first American to head the International Police Organization, which is based in Lyon. This is the same guy, by the way, I think he gave the orders for Waco to get burned. But they do love fire. It's one of their MOs in their religion. More than 187 member nations financed the organization. Remember, it's an organization. It's not a country. The UN is not a country. It's an organization. It's a corporation, actually. The police will be trained and equipped differently with resources, said Mr. Noble. When they stop someone, they will be consulting global databases to determine who they are stopping. Modern peacekeeping has evolved dramatically since the blue-helmeted UN military force won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1988. Since 2005, the number of police officers within the total force of 95,400 peacekeepers has more than doubled from about 6,000 to 12,200 in 17 countries. UN police are already battling kidnappings and drug crime in Haiti. Ha, listen to this. They've been in there for years. They're battling, still battling, little old Haiti. And illicit lumber trading in Liberia. This is the excuse they give you. Farce of all. Because it's all about this whole thing, this war of terror on the general public of the population, of the world. The aim of the joint effort is to increase the ability to track the movement of criminals around the world by sharing resources and common standards, according to Mr. Noble. He's also pressing ahead with plans for special electronic passports for the agency's staff of more than 600 Interpol investigators to speed up border crossing. So they have a super pass, this new KGB. And it goes into the different countries that are putting more and more money towards it. Well, I shouldn't say countries, the taxpayer. We're all funding all this stuff. Your governments don't have a cat. They take the money from you. That's all governments do, is take money from you. The Norwegian Ministry of Foreign Affairs is contributing more than $2 million. Where would they get that money from? From the public, the tax. To finance the development of international global policing standards, according to Andrew Hughes, an Australian who currently heads the UN's force of police officers. So they're going to create another series of networks to counter borderless organized criminal operations, Mr. Hughes said. And this is a funny one, too. Again, they pulled somebody, because they always pulled the woman card on this. Mr. Hughes said, women in particular are being recruited with a goal of reaching 20% of the UN force. Well, you know what they use women for seduction purposes and getting info out. That's what they pay them for that. So it's a very old trick, isn't it? And the development of all female units like the group of 140 peacekeepers from Bangladesh that's about to be deployed. And here's what they say. We're working with refugees, Mr. Hughes said. Many of the victims of atrocities are women and have had enough of men with guns and uniforms. So we're going to give them men with guns and uniforms with blue helmets and lots of money to spend, and that'll make it all right, okay? I added the last part, of course. This article's up there about the United Nations and the rapes and so on that's carried out everywhere. It's gone, UN peacekeeping forces. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Yeah, just explaining what some of the handouts they give to the media to hand out to us really means. And I think the listeners are well aware that everyone is going into a hell of observation. They must know every single thing you do, every minute, every second of the day. That's really their goal. It's the only way you can be truly safe at the top. They talk about peace and security. It's the only way they at the top can feel secure is when they know what everyone is up to. And all about you, you must be predictable. And they have all the data to see your habits. They have so much data on you, you'd never believe. A whole personality profile. Even in your routines, weekly routines, who you call, who you see, where you go. All that's collected. And if you deviate from your routine, they'll want to know why. That's all coming down to. Plus, they're putting cameras up as so-called experiments in households in Britain, by law, mind you, and spending massive amount of money on it for pilot projects. And, of course, it's going to spread to the whole nation, just like Orwell said. In fact, Orwell's 1984 starts off with Winston in his room, just going around a little break a corner in the room trying to get away from the cameras while he writes secret stuff in his diary. Otherwise he'd be observed by the cameras. Why was that? He knew what was coming because he sat on in meetings. sat in on meeting. He mixed with the crew who were designing this whole phase way back then. That's why he knew. Here's another. It's amazing, too, how they rub everything in your face now today. The guys at the top there, and they start strutting who they are. As they can see their goals being accomplished one by one by one in rapid succession. Now, we've heard Brzezinski a few years ago and Kissinger a few years ago and different ones talk about the up-and-coming Brazil and up-and-coming India as emerging nations. Now, no one emerges unless big money is pumped into it by the big boys with the money who always have plans for those countries. That's how it happens. China didn't pull itself up by the bootstraps and get lots of money through exporting rice to get all its massive factories built. It was done through negotiations through the United Nations again and the GATT treaty, the GATT treaty, that allowed all the companies and corporations to move offshore to China. And prior to that, for 30 years, the universities of Canada and the States and different places were training the young engineers in engineering. They had no factories at that time, so we prepared them for the factories that were to come. Everything's planned in order in this big scheme of things. Nothing is by luck or happenstance or hope. They don't use hope in this big new world order. They plan it and they make it happen. Everything happens on cue. So here's how they go strutting out in your face now as they're getting their way, of course. And they can't help this. I've done this down through time. This is from The Telegraph from October the 10th, 2009, when Lord Mandelson, this guy's got an incredible history. Each time he falls in the smelly stuff, which you might be fond of, he's always picked up and raised to a higher level than before. And you have to go to his family's history to see why. It's because he's now fulfilling or in the seat as a Lord Mandelson, the particular governmental seat that his father or grandfather had before him. When Lord Mandelson pays tribute to President Lula of Brazil at the banqueting house in Whitehall on Bonfire Night, his Brazilian-born boyfriend, Reinaldo da Silva, will not be the only one hoping for friendships to sparkle. It's a polite way of saying something. The business secretary's holiday host, Nathan Rothschild, this is Nat Rothschild here, it's very trendy, has decided to expand massively his interest in Brazil. Now, earlier on in the year, it was Evelyn Rothschild who was buying up all the bankrupt farmers in India to bring in the new corporate farming with the GMO veggies and so on, seed. And this is, says here, Lord Rothschild here has invested £75 million in BR properties to take advantage of Brazil's booming economy. And you have a whole bunch of it. You have front organizations also buying all the other shares. Nat, from whose villa in Corfu, Peter Mandelson reportedly ran Britain while Gordon Brown was on holiday in August, is expected to take a seat on the board of BR Properties. His father is the chairman of the RIT Capital Investment Group, which is also taking a minority stake in the company. They always keep everything in the family, but they always have their agenda set out way in advance, don't they? And they buy it up cheap. So it's in your face. And even the way it's written here, how Lord Mandelson ran Britain from Rothschild's house. He ran it from his house. Well, why bother with Parliament when you're already ruling the country? Why bother with Parliament? It's just a farce of a so-called democratic show they have to put for the public. And there's a couple of links I want to put up too, apart from these ones, to do with spoofs. Spoofs to do with everything connected to global warming. And there's one there, it's got so much in it. It's little extracts taken from just the headlines from papers, including, you know, beetles migrating north for a good summer, that kind of stuff. Loch Ness monster dies because of global warming. And it sort of shows you, it's to give you the farce, to create how farcical everything is. It breaks that worry phase or anger phase and breaks into laughter, because we have to laugh at the farces that are pulled on the world by the big boys so they can have their way. Utter farces. And I'll be putting them up, as I say, on my website tonight for you to peruse. And there's lots and lots of little funny parts of one of them in particular. Even cannibalism is down, apparently, too, global warming, you know, stuff like that. Because everything, they've used everything under the sun to try to scare us into thinking there's global warming. In the UK, they're going ahead with the new age of austerity, which means poverty. As we go through this cutbacks of carbon and stop eating so much and stop, and of course the inflation as well, but that follows the massive bank bailouts as they keep the institutions going. You'll have to pay for it all too. So they're telling you to cut back. So it says the Conservative leaders here in Britain, this is from Times Online, Tories cut to the chase as George Osborne, who's at the head of the Conservative Party, heralds age of austerity. The Conservative leadership took a massive electoral gamble yesterday by offering years of pain to voters. It's like sadomasochism. I keep telling you, this is a sadomasochistic system. Offering years of pain to voters in the hope of being rewarded for honesty and facing up to the nation's plight. George Osborne heralded an age of austerity as he pledged to freeze the pay of millions of public sector workers, cut benefits enjoyed by the middle classes, and cap civil servant pensions at £50,000 a year. Together, the cutbacks would save £23 billion in government spending in a first Tory parliament. I've never seen anything cut back and used for what it's intended to. Because immediately they've got a whole list of things they want to get or do or buy or another war or somewhere else or something. But they've also got so many things planned. It never helps the country. They still go cap in hand to the big bankers and borrow more. So that's all a farce. The shadow chancellor's brutal warning. It's amazing too, you've got shadow people and shadow cabinets. So it's like a ghost, a spooky thing, isn't it? The shadow chancellor's brutal warning to the country to tighten its belt came after it emerged that plans to raise the retirement age to 66 were being brought forward by 10 years. They want us all to die early, you see. They know we're dying earlier now, and they don't want you cashing in on your pension plan. That's why. They don't want that. Why not? Why don't they want you cashing in? Well, they want that, though, you see. The New World Order system is you have a duty to serve the world. And once you are, by their own admission, the United Nations has said, a good world citizen is a producer and consumer. When you're retired, you're consuming. You're taking up the Earth's resources. That's very selfish of you. They'd rather have you just die off. And eventually they'll train us all to walk into the extermination cabinet. We get a little cheery farewell from our relatives or whoever we know. And that'll be it. You just get blasted out into the stratosphere. That'll be it. A little mist. And here's another thing, too. How people fall for the new age over and over and over. And they rake in millions, maybe even billions of dollars in books about the new age. And then, of course, the great trick is to tie the new age in with the New World Order. Until it sways a part of those who have kept their heads until a certain point, until they get into the New Age, and then they mix it with what they've learned about the New World Order, until you get a smorgasbord of mixed up schizophrenic gibber, which is called counterintelligence, because once you try to explain everything that's happening, they think you're a freak, and quite rightly so. But for years that they've yapped on about, Planet X. Planet X always appeared when the U.S. was going to go to war with someone. It took your mind off it. And thousands of people are standing up, so where's Planet X, you know? And then they used the Mars, when Mars got closer twice in the 1 year to Earth, and they changed color from the usual reddish color to sort of orange. They were looking at that as Planet X, you see? And these guys who designed all this con knew this, of course. But it worked so well. And then there was a 2012. I think every talk radio show out there that goes into the paranormal has talked about 2012. Oh, it's written in stone, the Mayan stone, the Mayan calendar. Written in stone it is. And this ties in with pensions, by the way, because if this is true, you better worry about the pensions. It says here, this is from MyWay. From MyWay website, it says, by Mark Stevenson. Mexico City. It says, Apolinario. Chile Pixton is tired of being bombarded with frantic questions about the Mayan calendar supposedly running out on December the 21st, 2012. After all, it's not the end of the world, or is it? Definitely not, the Mayan Indian elder insists. So there you are, you better worry about your pensions. Hey, the world ain't going to be over by 2012 after all. So this elder says, I came back from England last year and man, they had me fed up with this stuff. It can only get worse for him. Next month's Hollywood's 2012 opens in cinemas. This is a big disaster movie. Featuring earthquakes, meteor showers, and a tsunami dumping an aircraft carrier on the White House. It also has apparently some kind of system where they save the better type from the destruction that's coming. Similar to Deep Impact, these are predictive programming movies. In Deep Impact, all the elite and the technicians and scientists went into the underground bunkers. All those that were left had to stay on the surface to die, and they got lottos for the last few seats. They were giving a lotto for the public. These are predictive programming, and this one apparently has something similar in it. At Cornell University, Anne Martin, who runs The Curious Ask an Astronomer website, said people are scared. Scared, yeah. It's too bad that we're getting emails from fourth graders who are saying that they're too young to die, Martin said. We had a mother of two young children who was afraid she wouldn't live to see them grow up. Chile Pixton, a Guatemalan, says the doomsday theories spring from Western, not Mayan ideas. He says a significant time period for the Mayas does end on the date. It's only a cycle, you see. And enthusiasts have found a series of astronomical alignments since they state, which they state coincide in 2012, including one that happens roughly only once every 25,800 years. That's the Great Zodiac, the completion of the Great Zodiac. That's what that is. But most archaeologists and astronomers in Maya say the only thing likely to hit Earth is a meteor shower of New Age philosophy, pop astronomy, internet doomsday rumors, and TV specials, such as the one on History Channel, which mixes predictions from Nostradamus and the Mayas and asks, is 2012 the year the cosmic clock finally winds down to 0 days, zero hope? And then they even tell you a good chunk of this so-called calendar is missing. So all the rest of the stuff is kind of guessing. But it's just the great cycle is all that astronomers know. Nothing else will happen. Except, of course, they want the UN to be risen up to a higher power according to their plan. But that's not done by any paranormal force, you might say. The cameras that go up everywhere are of many purposes. Partly it's to intimidate everyone who's underneath the cameras. You'd behave differently. In fact, you'll grow up behaving differently. You won't be spontaneous when you know you're getting watched all the time. It's also to increase a sense of fear on you as well. And when you're fearful, you're easier to control. It also makes you far more suggestible, they found in studies. The more fearful you are, the more suggestible you are to propaganda. From the guardian.co.uk, 18th of May, it says, the CCTV schemes in cities and town centres have little effect on crime, says report. Now, it won't make any difference because it was never put in there to stop crime. Use of closed-circuit television in city and town centres and public housing estates does not have a significant effect in crime, according to Home Office-funded research, which means taxpayer, of course, to be distributed to all police forces in England and Wales this summer. The review of 44 research studies on CCTV cams or schemes by the Campbell Collaboration found they do have a modest impact on crime overall, but they're most effective in cutting vehicle crime in car parks. Now, here, listen to how they even rationalise this, especially when used alongside improved lighting and the introduction of security guards. So security guards and the lighting helps less crime in car parks, not the cameras. And it goes on and on and on. All the other studies and so on that really has got nothing to do. And the conclusion is, obviously, since it's a mandate to go ahead with even more cameras right down to your house, then there's nothing to do with crime, is it? It's called this New World Order, this world that we run by experts on everything that you can imagine, every facet of your life, every thought you could possibly have. There'd be an expert out there to advise you, actually order you eventually. And they already have ones out there to order you about. It's not often either you get them being exposed at the top by media, and especially mainstream type media, They deny anything. It doesn't matter what they've done. They always deny, deny, deny. Wired magazine has this article here to do with telephone company. But now we know, and I've said this for ages, that the media especially is an arm of government. But so now is all communication, or all communication companies. They're all arms of governments. And this is from October the 8th, 2009. Telephone company is an arm of government. Feds admit in spy suit. AT&T was the first of many telcos sued for helping the NSA spy on Americans without warrants. The Department of Justice has finally admitted it in court papers. The nation's telecom companies are an arm of the government, at least when it comes to secret spying. Fortunately, a judge says that the relationship isn't enough to squash a rights group's open records request for communications between the nation's telecoms and the feds. The government tried to get around it by saying it was one agency within government that's contracting a new private agency, so it doesn't have to go through Congress or anything. This is how they're doing it with public-private. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts from Cutting Through the Matrix. You know, this New World Order is going to flatten people who are already in the bottom wage-earning brackets. Even the middle class has to go. They've always said this from the 1800s. They'd have to eliminate the middle classes. And so you have really this bunch at the top running all the money, a massive bureaucracy of well-paid fat bureaucrats running it. They'll have their armies because they always hire one half of the poor to kill the other half. And So guys like Tony Blair know that they've got to soak up the cash now to be amongst the ultra-rich, rather than be down at the bottom with the poor, because he knows the policies that he and others are bringing on for the whole planet. It really is that way. It really, really is that way. They know what they're bringing down. The standardization of equality and the redistribution of wealth, as I like to call it, is to bring everyone down to a peasant status. So Tony's filling his pockets big time, has been since he left office after destroying Britain, and he's actually getting put forward for as the first president for this new economic union, like the first president ever of this complete new entity. From the Sunday Times, October the 11th, it says, billionaire EU campaigner paid Tony Blair. It says Tony Blair, the favourite to become Europe's first president, is believed to have accepted tens of thousands of pounds from a steel billionaire campaigning for the Ukraine to join the European Union. Viktor Pinchuk, who is championing the country's bid for EU membership, has already hired Stephen Byers, the former Labour cabinet minister, to press his case. He reportedly paid Blair to give a keynote speech in Ukraine. Not bad money, eh? Tens of thousands of pounds for being a, well, what can you call him, eh? What would you call a guy like that? Ukrainian diplomats are, mind you, Tony Blair said himself in an interview, has no regrets about anything he's ever done. He's a psychopath. Ukrainian diplomats are preparing to launch a membership bid as early as next year and consider Blair a key ally. The wording is excellent here. It says, several European countries support closer economic ties. Now, all through the European Union, when they were lying to the countries of Europe that this was a total integration system they were going for, they used the term closer economic ties. So they're trying to get closer economic ties with the Ukraine, but have not directly backed a bid. Some, including Germany, are concerned that closer links with Ukraine may jeopardize their relations with Russia, and so on and so on and so on. But not bad money, eh, if you can get it. Good jobs, you can get it. And you have absolutely no scruples whatsoever. And Tony, believe you me, has no scruples, because you have to see who trained Tony, this Fabian socialist, to train him, and who his mentor at Oxford was. And read the letters that he sent to this particular guy talking about negative and positive freedom, a concept brought up by Isaac Berlin. His name is, he came up with this concept of either keep people fooled, give them quite a little bit of freedom, but never let them know what's going on. That was called positive freedom. Negative freedom. And they really talked in these series of lectures that this guy gave on freedom about the people like cattle. They truly do. They're just animals. And negative freedom is where they get you on board towards a common cause, like, well, saving the planet, for instance, is a common cause. Or like the Soviet Union. And Tony asked if you could blend the two together, negative and positive freedom, meaning you're going to be even more out of the dark than ever about anything that's going on. You'll be happy in your own little world where you can play yourself, but you'll all be on board with the whole world on an agenda to save the planet and go green. That kind of stuff, that idea, you know. The working man's utopia stuff from the Soviet era, all over again. Repetition. Well, from Hamish, myself in Ontario, Canada, it's rained again, it's pretty cold. It's good night, and your gods or your gods go with you.
With recent internet